fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 27th day of July, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is highly unlikely to be done at the Democratic National Convention, whether it's virtual or otherwise. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is Farmers Monday. This is when we visit with Sam Andrews and talk about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, optics, legislation, and sometimes totally unrelated events. Freedom Center USA in Lebanon, Missouri. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam. Take your phone off mute, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Wonderful. Good to have you with us, as always. You just finished a full week of training in the hot, humid Midwest summer, didn't you, sir?
Oh, my Lord, we had some hot training going on this week.
I bet. And the overhead cover has not been replaced yet after that tornado went through there.
Oh, we've got things just about put back together, but we don't use the cover when we do AR training. We're down in a different section of the range where we have a lot of freedom to move around. We're not on the raised firing line at the 1,000-yard range.
Gotcha. So would that be more accurately called close-quarter combat training?
Yeah, most of what we do with civilians at the Freedom Center is we're teaching them to defend their home, defend their family, defend their community, and to break contact if attacked. And so, you know, we're not teaching people to assault a position, you know, like you would teach a ranger unit or a group of Marines where they go in and break everything. We don't do that. We teach people very fine firearm skills and techniques that they can defend themselves personally and their family and their home and their neighborhood and their community. It's a defensive use of firearm structure unique to any training center in the United States.
Unique as in, is anybody else doing this?
Nobody does it the way we do it, that's for sure. Okay. I mean, we have a completely different, we're a goal-oriented Pareto approach training system, and there's nobody in the country that does it the way we do it. And it is yielding phenomenal results. Go ahead.
The training began what day and ended what day?
Well, we had a basic handgun class on Tuesday, and then we had a basic carbine class Wednesday and Thursday, and then we had the enhanced urban vehicle tactical class on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. Well, that's a very full week, obviously. And how many students and how many instructors?
Well, we generally won't have more than 12 students ever. And we had 12 this week, and depends on the class, though, but we have anywhere between two and three instructors at all times. So that's the other thing we do differently than anyone else in the United States. Our instructor-to-student ratio never, and I mean never, exceeds 1-4 in a CQB class.
Well, that's an excellent ratio, to say the least. There's a possibility that one of the instructors may be calling in today.
Yeah, I think Brandon's going to call in later. We'll hear from him, hopefully, here in the next hour.
Okay. And what is Brandon's bio? Just a summary.
Brandon is a counter-terrorist Marine, security forces and counterterrorism, and he's an extremely skilled character when it comes to handling pistols and AR-15s. I mean, he's a different level. I mean, you're talking like national pistol team level skill with a pistol and extremely efficient with a rifle. I mean, this guy is a professional rifleman. But there's a lot of SEAL team guys out there. There's a lot of Secret Service guys out there that are great pistoliers and great riflemen. The difference between Brandon and some of the other instructors that we've had at the Freedom Center is he's just the best communicator I've ever seen.
Right, right. Well, my experience with, and I've known hundreds of men in Special Forces, the majority of them are just like any other adult American. They would rather walk over hot coals barefoot than get in front of a group and talk.
Well, it takes a special person, and Brandon and I were actually talking about this yesterday evening. We were talking about why snipers and why Marines make great instructors. And I put forth the idea that they're just more observant. They see more of what the student is doing, and therefore they see the bigger picture quicker, and they're able to give the right advice immediately on the firing line or in the classroom.
Well, that immediate feedback is very, very critical. We got a caller on hold here, Sam. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning,
Sam,
John.
I've got a question. I've got a Gen 4 Glock 23, and I have chosen a Viper. Couple questions.
John, start over. We lost part of your words there. Start fresh.
We lost you when you said, I got, and then everything disappeared on
us,
John.
Well, I have a Glock 23 Gen 4 that I'm going to mount a Viper Venom. I'm wondering if you, first of all, what you think of the red dot, and then I've come across a company called EGM, and I'm buying a mounting plate that's a dovetail. Goes in where the rear sight is on the handgun. Getting older, my sight acquisition is not what it should be. Do you think I'll benefit?
Sure. Absolutely. Anybody over the age of 50 years of age is going to benefit dramatically from a red dot sight on their pistol. So that's a given right there. The issue is for us with the red dots on the pistols. Where is the on button and where is the off button? And where is the adjustment for the reticle? Because when you're operating the pistol, you have to be able to do a press check. You have to be able to do a proper slide stroke. and you don't want the buttons on the red dot to interfere or inadvertently be hit. We had a guy with his weapon system this week, and he had a red dot on his pistol, and every time he'd go to do a press check, he'd bump the on button on his red dot and turn it off. And so the choice for you, it has to be a personal thing. Does it fit you? And when you're going through your proper operations of the pistol, as far as making ready, doing press checks, clearing jams, all of that stuff, you have to make sure that your red dot sights button and your technique don't walk on each other and interfere with each other. Does that make sense, John?
It does. And I, on a handgun, I haven't got it yet. I purchased the 6MOA. That's a good choice for a handgun, correct?
Well, it's a little large for me. I wouldn't want a 6MOA dot, but if you're only shooting 30 feet and in, it'll work just fine.
Well, that's the deal. I'm not looking for precision, you know, target shooting, but my eyes have failed, man. My dominant eye has actually flipped on me. So I got to be able to see the dot or it's going to be useless.
Yeah, I think the 6MOA is perfect for you then.
Okay, the other question I have is that something that I can do if I mount the gun in a vise and use a brass punch? Is it safe to drive the rear sight out, or do I need to have a gunsmith use a pressing tool?
Well, if it's a factory, if it's a cheap factory Glock rear sight, I'd just take a brass punch. I'd grind a little flat on one side of it so you can lay it towards the slide, the flat part, and I'd just drive it out, tap it out. And when you're tapping a sight out, if you want to preserve the sight, a lot of little taps is better than four or five heavy smacks, okay?
Well, and that's the plan, is to not damage the sight, to be able to reinstall it. One other question, for me to be able to co-witness the front sight, do you think I need to get a bigger sight for the front?
Well, a lot of times if you're running a red dot, is your Glock, does it have an RMR cutout on the slide, or are you mounting it in the rear slide slot?
I'm putting a dovetail in that has a set screw in it with tapped holes, and then the Viper sight screws onto that with 12 pounds of torque. So the dovetail is holding the plate on the
slide. I see what you're doing. So do you have a rear sight that goes with that setup? Is the rear sight
on
the dovetail mount, or does the rear sight go away completely?
It goes away completely. That's why I'm wanting to be able to co-witness.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the front sight then. If the rear sight goes away completely, at the distances you're shooting at, if you lose your red dot, you're just going to point shoot anyway.
Okay. All right, I appreciate you did a lot of help. Thank you.
Our next caller is Dave in South Dakota. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, yeah, doing great, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good, Sam. Good, Sam. Hey, just wanted to call in, and I was down at the Freedom Center last week and did some unbelievable training with Sam and Brandon and Luke, and just some fantastic stuff. Wanted to just kind of tell all the listeners, for anybody that maybe hasn't done any training and that type of thing, from a perspective of somebody that basically had zero training before I got down to the Freedom Center last Monday.
Well, very cool. I appreciate that, Dave. How are you doing? Did you make it back to South Dakota okay?
Made it back to South Dakota okay, healing up a little bit. Had a little prior injury, and the good guys down there at the Freedom Center had to adjust my training a little bit. I had a prior injury that kind of flared up on me, but nothing we couldn't handle, right, Sam?
Yeah, Dave did a good job. You know, he was in a severe accident about 5 years ago, and I think it blew his ankle into about 138 pieces. And he was lucky to find a surgeon that was willing to piece together. I don't know if you've ever seen an eggshell broken into about 100 pieces, but this guy was willing to piece him back together so he didn't lose his leg. And he's got about 35 screws in him and plates and all kinds of titanium. He's got the bionic ankle now. And it started to swell up on him a little bit a few days into the training. And so he sat in the classroom while we were going through our AR manipulation drills and put his leg up on a table and went through every single drill and never missed a beat. It was amazing to watch the effort level there.
And I learned a lot from doing that. It's unbelievable. Anybody that might have some prior medical issues, that sort of thing, you would not believe the level of training that these guys can give you without much physical ability at all. The knowledge is incredible down there.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave.
Well,
you know,
we have
quite a number of instructors here that are used to working with people. Everyone, like even our Marine instructor, who is a beast of an athlete, Brandon, I mean, this, you're talking like pro level middle linebacker in the NFL kind of athlete. He has shoulder mobility issues. And so every type of athlete has some weakness. If you're a marathon runner, maybe you're down on upper body strength. If you're like Brandon, our instructor, maybe you have shoulder mobility issues from a football injury. You know, everybody, doesn't matter how old, how young, how athletic, how unathletic, there's something you have to have a workaround for. And the thing that our instructors do just better than anyone, particularly Brandon, is working with people and teaching them how to work around whatever physical limitation they may be living with.
Yeah, and it's not only that either, Sam. It's also just the fact being of you know, there's all the hands-on and there's manipulating the weapons. But I think what I gained the most knowledge from is the mental aspect of the training, the understanding that the past is the past. We can't change the past. We've got to look at the present and how do we deal with the situation in front of us. And we deal with it as best as we possibly can, and we move on.
Yeah, that's a really critical thing that Dave brings up. You know, a lot of times we get in students in and they're learning a new skill and we teach them how to do it, but we don't expect them to do it perfectly right off the bat. We keep repeating it until they learn it. And, you know, they reach a point where they expect themselves to do things the right way. And then if they make a mistake, they start to emote. Or they show emotion and they roll their head and they huff and they're like, oh, I messed this up again, you know, and they get impatient with themselves. And we remind them that in a lethal situation, in a firefight, in a threat situation, you don't have time to emote. You've got to live in the present and fix the problem and move forward and get back in the fight. And you don't have that 0.3 of a second or that 0.5 second to roll your eyes and shake your head and say to yourself, oh my gosh, I screwed that up. We have no time for those types of thoughts. Living in the past will get you killed. When you make a mistake with your weapon system, oh, I left the safety on. Don't even think, oh, I left the safety on. Think, take the safety off right now. Get back in the fight. Live in the present. And do the things you need to do to fix the problem. And that's a really critical mental thing that we instill in people when they come to the Freedom Center.
All right.
Yeah, and then going into the actual firearms handling, which I really had no knowledge of whatsoever before I got there. And I started in the basic handgun class on Tuesday and then progressed through on the AR. But when I did the El Presidente drill in the beginning, I'll be honest, it was embarrassing. But what I couldn't believe...
Hold that thought, Dave.
Is,
Dave, we got a break.
Yeah.
Dave, we have a break. Everybody,
oh, okay,
hold
you
on.
Got, yep.
We'll be right back.
Hold on.
you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of July. It is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the Facebook page, Freedom Center USA. Dave, some excellent comments and endorsements here. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, just the fact of my AR-15, when we were going through some training, still piped about every other round I tried to put through it, and Sam went through and got the problem resolved and put together. But Sam, I'm going to call you later today because it's time to move to a piston AR-15. So I'll give you a call and we'll get that ordered up.
Yeah, Dave was talking about his El Presidente drill before the break. And so here at the Freedom Center, the El Presidente drill is one of the evaluation tools that we use for CQB activities, close quarters battle activities. And I think, Dave, where did you start on your first El Presidente? Do you remember your times?
Yeah, I think it was, the first one was 18 seconds. And then what was it? It was 18 for the AR, and it was 15 seconds for the handgun.
That was your beginning time.
That was my beginning time.
And at the end of the training, after just a few days of training, where did you end up?
I ended up at the handgun just under 10 seconds, and I was just over 10 for the handgun and just over 10 seconds with the AR.
Yeah, so what the El Presidente drill is you're shooting two shots at an A target, two shots at a B target, two shots at a C target, doing a magazine change, then two shots at the C target, two shots at the B target, and two shots at the A target. So in total, you're firing 12 shots with a magazine change, and Dave was doing that in the 9-second realm with his handgun, and 10.3, I think, was his AR-15 time. And so he almost literally cut his time in half just from a couple of days of training with Brandon and myself. That was a great improvement. I'm just amazing.
All right.
Yeah, it was a fantastic experience. And, you know, I drove just about 600 miles to get down to the Freedom Center. And I'm coming back, Sam. Like we had discussed, I'll be back down there this fall for some more training, because anybody that is just sitting back going, I can't do that, I don't know anything about it, I didn't know anything about it, and it's unbelievable what Brandon and Sam are doing down there, because they'll take somebody with zero experience and they'll get you there. They will. However, they adapt the course itinerary is kind of fluid. It's changing depending on the class.
Well, Dave, I need to ask you, how did you find out about Freedom Center USA?
From the John Moore Show.
All right. Real good.
My wife was a big listener, and she actually is the one that turned me on to you. And I've been listening to you now for some time, and listening especially to Sam on Firearms Monday. And just kind of got going. And then I just picked up the phone and I called Sam. And we talked about it, and we got training going. It's absolutely a fantastic experience. And I couldn't recommend an organization any higher. It's not a vacation, but you will never, ever forget. I was doing magazine changes last night, Sam.
Good for you. Well done. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate you.
Thank you,
okay,
Dave.
Yep, we'll talk soon, Sam.
Okay, look forward to having you back. Take care.
All right, next caller. Thank you, Dave. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I couldn't resist calling because your caller who had the crushed foot like that, he got it put back together. My niece is sort of like that, and I'm worried about her. But I would tell you what they've done to us anymore is that we are, everybody in the country, the whole normal of magnesium is too low. And there's a MD named Ken Berry on YouTube, and he has it says magnesium deficiency 9 signs, and most people have them. I mean, they put 20 million pacemakers in, and all they needed was magnesium. I'm not the only one knowing this. Sanjay Gupta knows it. I mean, the doctors are just not allowed to do stuff like that. It's not, you know, whatever care, standard of care. We can't do it. We'll lose our license. So I'm just saying that we used to take milk of magnesia. We'd take a tablespoon for stomach acid. That's what your body's looking for, calcium and magnesium. When you get stomach acid, you don't need those pills.
Right.
Okay. They're saying,
well, Pat, we're out of time. We got a break. Pat, okay. Thank you for your call. Right. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank
you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of July. My friends Steve and Yana Ben-Noon have posted an 18-minute video. I've got it. It's not on their website, by the way. Under the Communist Agenda Exposed at my website at thelibertyman.com. Under the Communist Agenda Exposed, it's the top one there. It's titled The Plan of the Enemy. It's only 18 minutes. Yana is obviously sleep deprived, and they're traveling when she made this video, but it's an important 18 minutes. Also, my website, if you got sleep issues yourself, you need an energy cleaner. You do. I use mine every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. My head hits that pillow, and within 10 minutes, I'm in a deep, very sound, peaceful, restful sleep. You want to get there yourself? Well, get yourself an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it. If you have pain issues, I would say about half the adults in this country have pain issues of some sort, arthritis or otherwise. You also need an energy cleaner. It's a lot for $285, shipping included. Are you doubting Thomas? I encourage it. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the energy cleaner, the mattress pad to go with it. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal. You can send me a check. My address is there.
Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. This is Firearms Monday. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there if you want to talk to Sam about upcoming classes, get a custom rifle built, give him a call at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, it's very gratifying, and I've been an instructor myself for quite a few years with concealed carry training to take people from wherever their beginning point is and get them to where they want to be. It's very satisfying, isn't it, sir?
It really is. It's the part of my job that I enjoy the most. It's one of these things where a lot of students, they come in and they've had instruction from someone else. And the level of instruction they've gotten has been nothing short of horrific. And so sometimes we spend time untraining people and then getting them back to fundamental things that work efficiently. It's one of these things where you never know when someone walks in whether they're a first-time person, never had training of any type. They don't even know where the firing pin is on their weapon. Or they've been training in the Army for 7 years. And what was so interesting this week was we had a gal named Casey. She's a rancher in Missouri. And her husband, Bill, came to training. And by the end of the week, she's got an AR-15, and she's running and gunning with some current U.S. Army sniper and some other guys, and she's right in the mix with them. And I couldn't help but smile just watching her work with these professional warriors and just hold her own. She actually won our handgun shoot off. She almost shot clean with the handgun. I mean, and this woman has had like very little, if no legitimate training in her entire life. And in 5 days, she's out there running with the big boys with the ARs, and I was just stunned at her level of effort and her level of focus.
Well, good for her. And I've noticed that with many of my female students, they come in with no bad training that I have to try to undo. And that can really be an advantage, can't it?
It is. And, you know, women are better at fine motor skill stuff. So when it's trigger control, manipulating the safety quickly, you know, women just, they have things that they do better than men. And a lot of people, you know, now getting on and off the ground in full kit is not something a woman typically does better than a man. But when it comes to the fine motor skills of firing a handgun, a lot of them take to it pretty quickly if they've had the proper training.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, give us a summary, if you would, please, of what training is coming up in the next month or two, sir.
Well, we're going to go through another round of the beginning pistol and try and do a beginning carbine class on the weekend. We had a number of people call after these classes this past week had filled up, and they said to me, well, it would be really nice if you did this class on the weekend. Rather than in the middle of the week, I wouldn't have to take so many days off work. And so we're sort of caught in the middle from a training facility standpoint. We can do the beginning classes in the middle of the week and then the enhanced class on the weekend, you know, so someone only has to make one trip, or we can do the beginning class on the weekend and have them come back at a later date, which increases the travel expenses, but it spreads out the expense from a time standpoint, and it also keeps them from missing work. So some people, business owners and ranchers, you know, they can sometimes take off in the middle of the week and train, where someone who's working for someone else and is expected to be at work Monday through Friday, it's hard for them to take 3 or 4 days off in the middle of the week. And so what we're going to try and do is do some beginning classes on the weekend. And that'll make it easier for a different market segment to actually come to training and get ready for the more advanced training.
Well, that's good that you can have that flexibility, Sam, and help people out, because it's wonderful that you can do that. Anything new on the legislative front that we need to know about, sir?
Boy, you're asking me on the wrong week. I've been out in the sun training shooters for the last 6 days, so I haven't even looked at the news.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, what's happened in the past week, John?
Well, the insanity of the Antifa Black Lives Matter continues in Portland. Last night was day number 60, I believe. It was. And last night, the Portland police discover a bag in a park where the rioting's taking place, described as being full of loaded rifle magazines and Molotov cocktails. So it's inevitable that these events will go hot. When I say go hot, that there will be extreme violence resulting in serious bodily injury and death in the not too distant future. I think that's where this is headed really quick, with the complicity of the Portland city mayor and the governor of Oregon, who have done everything they could to make this worse, haven't they?
Yeah, I think it'd be difficult to make worse decisions than what the mayor and the governor have made in Oregon. I mean, Portland, Oregon, Governor Brown is a straight-up criminal. She basically ordered the hit of Lavoie Finicum. That woman should be hanging from a tree by her neck. Okay, I mean, and you know, all of this ends with trials like the Nuremberg trials. I mean, this is a crimes against humanity issue that's going on in this country. They have killed old people. Cuomo should be hanging from a tree. He killed more grandmas than Hitler in a tenth of time. I mean, these people, these crooked politicians, there's no excuse for their incompetence. There's absolutely no excuse for it. There's no excuse for a governor who outlaws the use of hydroxychloroquine in his state and then is responsible for a third of the deaths in the United States when everyone around the world knew that hydroxychloroquine defeated the COVID virus.
Right.
There's no excuse for that.
Well, we have an update on that. The president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, if I'm saying his correct name correctly, he used hydroxychloroquine, and there's a photo of him with a big smile on his face and thumbs up because of the recovery he had with the hydroxychloroquine.
Well, there's no question that it works, but why a politician would intervene between a doctor and their patient because he thinks he's king? You know, he thinks he's a legislator. He can now write laws. I mean, this is disgusting stuff. And this costs so many lives. Thousands of lives in New York were lost because of Andrew Cuomo. This guy should be in jail. He should be tried for crimes against humanity. And why people praise this moron after he killed thousands of grandmothers, it baffles me, I'll be honest with you, John. I think people have lost all discernment in New York. I don't know why they haven't drug him out on a stick and hung him by his neck.
Tell us what you really think, Sam.
Well, and I think, you know, even when things turn bad like they did in New York, I mean, you can use these opportunities. If you hang Cuomo on pay-per-view, you can use some of that money to pay off the debt and reimburse the families of the people he murdered.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's where I'm at.
Well, these governors get involved in medical decisions and medical protocols is completely unethical, probably illegal. They have no authority to do that, do they?
Not under our constitutions. I don't know a single state constitution, but certainly the federal constitution doesn't allow a governor to interfere in the relationship between a doctor and his patient or her patient. And anyone who thinks they have that power is delusional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly right. Well, these events continue to escalate wildly out of control, and that will go on for some period of time. I've been told that the federal government is pre-positioning men and equipment to bring to an end what's going on in Portland and other places. That needs to happen.
Well, I did see this morning, I saw a Seattle mayor make a statement, you're on your own, the police can't help you.
Right.
Do you remember the caller that called in when I said the police aren't going to help you? Right. The gal that called in from New York and said I was lying and I was scaring people to promote the sale of guns? And now the mayor of Seattle comes out with a statement, the police cannot help you anymore. You're on your own. Good luck with that.
Right. Right. Yep, absolutely. Well, it's, I've seen a lot of strange things in my life, but this escalation continues to become more and more violent, more and more bizarre. Where do they find these people that will do these things? They've been recruited and trained and equipped by George Soros, apparently.
Well, and George Soros has a number of companies. See, George Soros, like Iran, the country of Iran, he likes to use proxies. He doesn't want to dirty up himself. He wants plausible deniability. So he creates these companies and then shell companies from those companies. And it's a giant shell game with George Soros. So all of these companies that he started, they literally pay these people to do these ignorant things. And can you believe those lawyers that shot at the police, the lawyers that were being paid by Soros that shot at the police? And, you know, I saw paychecks from George Soros companies of protesters. They showed me their pay stubs.
Right. That was in Ferguson.
Yeah, that was in Ferguson. They were being paid to protest. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And, I mean, Soros is another guy that needs to be hanging from a tree on pay-per-view. I think if you advertise that a few weeks ahead of time, you might get $1 billion in revenue to help pay down the national debt.
Well, the president needs to bring this to an end. This anarchy cannot be allowed to continue. The more it continues, the more emboldened the rioters are, aren't they, sir?
Well, I could tell you this. The only way the president brings this to an end is to appoint an honest attorney general. And right now, you know, Bill Barr's father employed Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, the incestuous nature of the deep state is a difficult thing to overcome. But until we get a legitimate attorney general that will prosecute the criminals at the FBI, criminals like Hayden, who lied under oath in front of in the Senate on TV, no less, and guys like Brennan and Clapper, all of these clowns that need to be in jail. Until we get an attorney general with enough cojones to prosecute these people, this stuff is never going to get fixed.
Nope. Well, I hope it's headed that direction, and I don't know anything about the who employed who or what the circumstances were, how long ago it took place. There may or may not be something there that's noteworthy. Looks like we got a caller on hold here, Sam. Looks like we have Ken in New York. Good morning, Ken.
Hi, John. Hi, Sam. I have a little bit of discernment, but unfortunately, I'm all alone.
Anything else?
You hearing me?
Oh,
I'm
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I just I said
talking.
I don't know why. Isn't there anybody that could arrest the governor? I mean, it's just crazy. How do you let these people run wild like this? Does the president have the power to arrest the governor?
No, he does not. Not unless the governor breaks a federal law. And here's the thing, the attorney general doesn't have the backbone or the spine to do it even if that happened. I mean, think about this. The federal government, the FBI, and Department of Justice attorneys were breaking federal law, leaking classified, sensitive, worked product information to the media, and not a single arrest has been made in 2 years. If they're not going to arrest their own employees, which they have clear authority to do, arresting a governor without having them cold on a federal crime violation would be a very difficult thing to do. Now, that has happened in Illinois. We have seen a governor in Illinois arrested and prosecuted, and turns out the whole case was bogus, that the federal government, was the people doing the arresting were breaking the law. I think Trump pardoned the guy. So, I mean, the corruption is everywhere. It's incestuous beyond all belief. And I don't see how the government, which is the problem now, fixes itself. I think that's a delusional pipe dream at this point.
Well, when I heard some people crying about defunding the police, I said, go right ahead and do it. We have a fairly large sheriff's department out here. And I really don't think I'd miss the police at all.
Okay. Anything else, Ken?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
Two words. No soldier ever wants to hear fixed bayonets. That's when all hope is lost, except that big knife on the end of your rifle. Right, Sam?
Well, I would say that's right on the money.
So we got these clips. This clip was from Gettysburg. That was at Little Round Top. We have another clip. We may hear it before the show is over from We Are Soldiers when Colonel Hal Moore ordered his men to fix bayonets at the I Drang battle in Vietnam. I don't believe you teach bayonet fighting at Freedom Center, do you, sir?
Oh, we have a knife fighting course. It includes some bayonet work.
All right. Praise the Lord. I watched a man break the buttstock off of a M14 when he hit the steel post instead of the canvas head on top of the steel post in bayonet training. And the adrenaline was flowing, to say the least.
Yeah, you know, occasionally we pop the ball up and get underneath it.
Yep, yep. Okay, what direction you want to go next here, Sam?
Well, I think Casey is here on the line. We'll probably have to hold her over because this is a short segment, but I'm seeing Casey on the line. Casey, can you hear us now?
Yes, Sam, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Are you and your husband involved in some kind of agricultural pursuits?
We are. We have our own hobby farm here in Missouri.
All right. All right. And how long have you been down here from the Northeast?
We actually moved here about a year and a half ago from Arizona.
Arizona. Okay. I misplaced your accent, obviously.
That's okay. A New Zealand accent, I can tell you that.
Oh, well, no wonder. All right. Well, regional accents are one of my hobbies, but New Zealand is not one of the ones I'm familiar with. Okay, so you showed up at Freedom Center, and you looking to get some training. And
yes.
Sam says you had very little, if any, experience before with firearms.
Very little. I actually purchased a pistol about 10 years ago, had some training, which really didn't give me any confidence. I never touched my pistol again until just recently, and I'd never ever picked up a rifle before I went to the training at Freedom Center.
Oh my. All right.
Yes. So that's how raw I was.
Well, I was, before you came on the air with us, I've had a lot of experience with female students who don't have bad habits that have to be unlearned, and that was certainly mm-hmm. your case, wasn't it?
Correct.
All right. Well, tell us about your experience. How it was when you got there and what your impression of the facility was. Just start from the beginning. And we got a break in about less than 2 minutes, so we'll start after, we'll get going after the break, too.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, there's a break. I'm sorry. Hold on, Casey. We'll get back to this after.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.